En filmen zijn je kreis diep hei. Welkom. This deep is one of the most shiachtike sifin nochi Shabbos, which is legeya for every one of us every Shabbos. Go to see the lashon of the Mechaber. Yesh mi sha'imel. There's a shita that holds. The sheet is Rabbi Lezra Mimitz, the sheet is Ayereyim. That even though we had learned, B'dava Yavesh, Ein Bishul Acha Bishul, a salad that was cooked. So one is permitted to put it into a Kli Rishayin, and there is no shash of recooking it, because since it was cooked, is Ein Bishul Acha Bishul. So the Shitas HaYireyim is, that is Dafke, if one is repeating the previous process that was done on the Tafshul, that means the Tafshul was previously cooked. And now I'm cooking it again, in the Kli Rishayin, so we have this halacha, Ein Bishul Acha Bishul. But the Dovo Shenefo, but if you have something that was baked, or it was roasted, in Bishloi Achakach B'mashke, if he cooked it afterward in a mashke, Yesh boi mishum bishul. So the shittas in Hayereyim is that Ein Bishul Acha Bishul means by repeating the same process over again, one is not changing the status of the machu who was cooked. So b'meila, one is not, there's no such concept as re-cooking. But if something was baked or roasted, so this is one type of a process of making the food edible, and now I cook it. So the cooking is a different oifen, a different process of making the food edible that has a different effect on the food. Or yet, roasted meat, and now it's cooked meat. So therefore, there is a din bishul achar afia or achar kli. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Does the Mishnah Berurah sit cotton man? In bishloi achar kach b'mashke. Eat something that was baked or roasted, he cooked it in the mashke. So he means as follows. How did he do this? Shenisonai b'kteiro shemishpashelas imroite. That means he has a pot, that in this pot there is cooking tavshilim with juice, with a liquid, and that is the process of bishul, that hot liquid cooks. So now he took something that was baked and put it into this cliché. So now the relative that is Reseach, which is hot, will cook this macho, which was previously baked. That is the Kiddush. Even though it was became Roi Lachila to the process of baking, but this is a different process, and the macho tastes differently now after it was cooked. The Noisnoi Bemashkim Tainanin, if he means to say, Im Bishloi Achakach Bemashkim means he took new mashke, cold mashke, and he's cooking now this macho which was baked, so then you don't need the Chiddush of the Yireim. Typically, the yesh permission bishul avur hamashkin. If he took cold mashkin, so the mailer, so he's cooking the mashkin. So you don't have to be mechadish that the dover hanefa is being cooked. No, we're speaking about, I have already a klirishain that has hot reuter in it. And by putting this macho, which was baked, I will now be cooking this macho. And the book of the Hamachlokes and Bir Halacha between the Mishneh Berurah and the Prima Gadol, the Mishneh Berurah says, a chumran will mention his chumran. He says that, let us say, something was previously baked, and then it was cooked before Shabbos, and then they'll re-bake it in Shabbos. So the Prima Gadol says, well, there's no problem already. This macho has these both procedures which were already done. It was baked. It was done on Erev Shabbos. It was baked on Erev Shabbos. So it was baked. Then afterwards it was cooked. So it was cooked. So now it's a macho which was baked and cooked. Now I will re-bake it in Shabbos. So that is the Shita of the Prima Gadol. And the Mishneh Berurah time is that no, that the last process that was done that gave it a Teiris offering, it was baked now, it changed the time of the macho, now it's baked. So by recooking it, this falls into the category of Yesh Bishul Achar Afiyah, and it will be also. Now, Mishum Bishul, Dr. Mishneh Berurah weiter, the Af al Gav, the Ein Bishul Acher Bishul B'Dover Yovich. Even though we had learned that something that is dry and was cooked, so there is no Isser to re-cook it, Mikomokim Yesh Bishul Acher Kli. There is Bishul after Kli, something that was roasted before, so now you can re-cook it. Yesh Bishul Acher Kli, V'afilu Adayin Reiseach Machmas Atzliya. Even though it is still hot from the roasting, but by cooking it, this is a new process. Now, in Dirisho, he brings down a very shchiyachtik shayla. We have the soup mandolin, the quotin, I think they're called, well, kuta. And they are I'll say theoretically they can be three kinds. These croutons are fried in fat or oil. Fried in oil. Now, there are three isonyms how this can be done. Isonym number one is a process, it's deep fried. That means there's a lot of oil and the croutons are covered with the oil and they are cooked in oil. That is one icon how to make the croutons. Now, if one does it in this icon, so like ice cream holds, so this is mutter. Because we have a klal in bishul acha bishul. Now, bishul can be lavdaka with water. Bishul can be with oil also. So if it was deep fried, there was a lot of oil there that was used to make these croutons. So it was levushul. And I put it again in the souk. So, ein bishul acha bishul. There's a second oifen how to make these croutons. I don't use so much oil. The minimum amount of oil that is used, that means it floats over this oil on the bottom of the receptacle that I am frying it, and it floats over it, this oil. This, there's a machlekes apoiskin, is this called bishul or afia? This is called bishul or afia. Magen Avraham calls it afia, and the Rei Paiskim call it bishul. Negeya legabi hilchos brachos, but it's negeya ayosan hilchos Shabbos. So I saw in the Revit HaShulchan that they bring from the Siddur, from the Rav Shulchan Aruch, and he says when it comes to hilchos Shabbos, one should be machma like the Magen Avraham. And we should consider, since it wasn't completely submerged in the oil, it wasn't deep fried, it was floating on the oil, that this is Adin Avafia. And then we're going to have this Halacha Yesh Bishul Achar Afia. That is, if there is a small amount of oil. Sometimes there is a minute amount of oil that is used. And this is the purpose of that oil is only that the machol should not burn. This is called afir. This is called afir. So then, and this will officially have the din of yesh bishul achar afir. But the Levit HaShulchan says something moiridik, which I never thought of. The Levit HaShulchan says that there is a minig of many, many households that Pesach, they make lokshin, they make noodles out of eggs. You make like a pancake, then you spread out the eggs, then you cut it in pieces, and these are the Pesach dikin noodles. So the time is, these noodles were baked. They weren't cooked. Even if a minimum amount of oil was put on whatever on the frying pan, this is only that it shouldn't get stuck to the frying pan, so that's why they put a minimum amount of oil. But this is called afia. And therefore, they will have their locha yesh bishul achar afia. This is called yesh bishul achar afia. Now, the Mishnah Kerelet brings down, in the companies, there's a fourth way to make croutons. How do they make the croutons? They have big receptacles full of boiling oil, and then they have racks, and the croutons are put on the racks, and the vapor from the burning oil somehow makes these two sounds that they should taste good. So this is for the steam. It's a steam. It's a vapor. So he doesn't know if it's a vapor. He is artificial. You have a lot of oil in the receptacles. Yeah, I know, but it's when you're cooking with steam. If you cook something with steam, that's called bishul. That is called bishul. So he doesn't know. Okay, we'll just bring down from Rav Shmuel Bozner. Rav Shmuel Bozner says you can never know when they manufacture these croutons. How it was made, so therefore he personally puts it into a kli shlishti. We will learn about this soon, but he puts it into a kli shlishti. I was saying that a kli shlishti is not the fashion, but really we're jumping the gun. We didn't learn this yet. But our kaponim were just being magdil, that there is a concept according to the Yevayim of Yesh Bishul Achar Afiyim. Yesh Bishul Achar Tli. So we have to understand when is it called baked, when is it called roasted, and we will elaborate on this as we continue. Now, the cliche, okay, we're talking about that. So we'll talk about the soup and the bowl soon. Yet, who are then the Lashita Zu? According to this Shita, the Yerayim was Machadish, Yesh Bishul Achar Afir, that even though it became edible through the Afir, but it is possible to make a new process of Bishul after the Afiya. So the Mishnah Berurah says, V'hu adin l'shitazu yesh tli achar bishul. You can roast something after it was cooked. I mean, it works both ways. Since each process has its own characteristics and it's different one from the other, so just like we learned that something that was roasted can now be cooked. So the same thing, something that was cooked can be roasted. So let's talk Lamaisa. Also, Litain Dovo Shani's Bashel. I have something that was cooked. Eitzel Ha'esh Beli Reitiv. Now I want to put it near the fire. And there's no liquid whatsoever. So now it can become roasted to this cooler. The lamp after eitel ha'esh, not only you're putting it near a flame, to it in b'chol mokem sheyuchal itzolis mechay matano. If you put it in an oven on Shabbos, and it can get roasted from the heat which is in the tano. But l'chein tzolis lizoy, so therefore one has to be careful, Shiloi lahazir bosol mebushol b'li reitiv l'soich hatanu in an oven b'mokim hachoyim sheyatzir ledis boy. If in the tano there's a chayim of yatzir ledis, or it could make something yatzir ledis, so putting now bosol b'li reitiv is you can now be roasted. Afilu, you put this in the tano over an upside down pot, so the nirakim mevashel could be not applicable, but it could be you are roasting now. Let's forget about neither. We have here a new shayla that this process is a process of roasting. But if something was roasted once and you re-roast it again, it's more crispier, but it's the double should it's one multiply it's a lage, even if it's cold, because my adobo yovesh chilon does is not levato the previous procedure that was done. So you have something that was roasted, so you can re-roast it again. Well, actually, a kadena biyaisa kadesh la yovi lechate. So talking about we're putting it near a flame. So you have to make sure that it is not too close. That could be a different shaila of Shema Yechate. The gamla yamidelo al kakoi satano. Now this roasted piece of meat, you should not put it directly on the floor of the tana. They have sekli, they call it tachtel, they shlei in yirik in the vashu. This is a different thing. Putting in an oven in Shabbos is nizik in mafashul, and putting it on an upside down kinego, so one doesn't cook this way. So I took away the nizik in mafashul, and the and there's no shaila of a malacha deraisa over here because I'm re-roasting something that was previously roasted on a Shabbos. By law, the simin reish and gimel sifay. Was in Bahia ki I gotten it, then Afia Acha Afia. Now, there are Chiluke days if one can make toast on Shabbos. If toast also goes into this category of Ein Afia Acha Afia, or maybe toast is different. Old is a new. This is before it was baked and now it's toasted. Could be toasting is a different process than baking. So the issue he brings down a machlekes. Now two more halachas. If something was roasted in its own juice. No water was added. You put something into a pot and it was cooked in its own juice. So the Chazanish says this is called mishul, not kli. It's called mishul. So we have the lachas. So the lady makes it clear, it'll be Kliyacha Mishul. Lady makes Mishul, so maybe Shalacha Mishul. One more halacha, which perhaps we'll see later, which is Moiridik Egeya. We just learned that Ein Kli, the Yesh Kliyacha Mishul, something which was previously cooked, and now you want to roast it. So there's a din. Now, this Moiridik Shaila Bemisin made it to be an aloha, Moiridik Shaila Kbeish Meis, Moiridik Shaila. But let us talk about a very practical case. A person cooks chicken Erev Shabbos. And so now he has cold chicken in the refrigerator. He wants to warm up his chicken and Shabbos. So we had learned previously he takes he gets a pot on the flame that's cooking with a machol inside, with a mashk inside. He puts it on the cover of the pot. There's a hefsik kindega, a kindega malaya. You have to take a cold piece of chicken and put it over this pot, and it gets nice and hot. No problem, there's no shayla of chazor, it's mutter, fine. But now, this person who cooked the chicken and the Shabbos, his chicken was in a pot with chicken soup and everything. Now, he wants to put this on Shabbos, he wants to warm this up. Now, he has to be very careful, he can't warm up the chicken soup because the chicken soup is a double fat. The double option is done in we pass in Yeshbishul Acharishul. So he has to make sure that the chicken he's putting down is not coming with gel chicken soup with it. He took off the chicken without the gel chicken soup and he put it on top. right? So now it's kind of show you what then. So, oh boy, you know what you're doing now. You are, what you're roasting is, now I'm roasting it before it was cooked, and now I'm roasting it. So, this all is, to be halacha later, and they smell which I'm made of this. There's a chazenish and the Rabshlom Zalman that say, no. Roasting is a procedure that changes the taste of the machu. This will get maybe a little drier, a little crispier. Look, that's what it's going to get warm and hot, and it won't get. That doesn't fall into the category of roasting. It gets maybe a little drier. Maybe this is mutter. The same thing, the being from beside the salmon, if a person had the donuts that were fried in them, and a lot of oil, he wants to warm them up, and he puts them over hot water, and he says, even though now there's no shemen, but this is. Whatever, perhaps it gets a little drier, but this does not fall into the category of tli, of roasting, and the mele is the mutter.
What's this category?
Roasting means you put in a spit, you put something and you roast it, or you put it on coals. That's called roasting. This process, this procedure of putting it over a pot and it'll get back so a little crispy on the. That's what they say. Once we have Megillah, we can have our hot chicken on Shabbos, and, even though it was cooked in there. And according to the Chazanish, it was cooked in its own juice and still called cooked, so we still have the same problem that we have this head. Now, so the vial we had one chiddush yesh mishayima that something that was baked is still a concept of bishul afterwards yesh bishul acharatia. Now, the Mechaber says further, v'ozo litain pas if you have challah bread, afilu b'kli sheni shayat seletus body. Now you're going machmel. Not only can you cook something that is baked, but something that is baked is more readily and easily cooked than something that wasn't baked. So since it was baked already, so afilu a kli sheni can be mavashalit. So now, this is another chumre. But also, leading past a philobically shiny shayatse lettuce boys. But also, leading past, that's a Mishnah Bore, Haisim Gozet, the Nacher, the second day. But I'm the Svigale Ledeyazu, the Yesh Dvorim. There are certain macholim shemis baslin afilu beklisheni mibnei shehein rakim, because they got softened up through the first procedure that was done with them. Now, and here, all of a sudden, we don't know which things became softened up that a klisheni could also be mabasso. That we had learned kuyas of banyan melia chayosh, and that we have clear. This is a gemara. That this is a certain type of fish, which is a davar rach, which are iri from a klisheni, will be mabasso minatayr. That we had. So, but there are other things that also through the previous process that was done with it that softens it, and therefore a cliche could also بيجي من عشهم. فأي نوع بكير we don't know. אוקיי, לא יתו איפה להתנתר שעות וידו רק איך אתו מבקלי שני, one is not permitted to put into a כלי שני, ואין לא מבקים, יאייף, דו רק אתו מבקלי שני. Now, before we go further, they talk about matzah, to put matzah into soup. Now, if I saw an issue with the Shabbos, matzah, well, it has the crocus, and the matzah is in there. The matzah is in the dark. So, he starts crying, then he brings about the voice can say that matzah is all the water. And the book of the Yashir brings down the Tzadim Rakol Cholon, the Covenant of, and every Shabbos that God called Roshi, he said, the Olam should remember Shabbos not to put matzah in the soup. He wasn't talking about Kibbutz, she wanted to put it in the Gans Pesach. He wasn't going into this. But Shabbos, and she shouldn't put it in the cliches. And it could very well be, we had a lesson before from the Shadetzion, that means the process till it gets baked, it softens up till eventually it gets baked. So kaponim could be this process makes it that it's susceptible to be cooked. That's a little the cliche.
We were talking about the ladle that's a cliche put on the bottom.
Could be. That's just looking based on that. But let's make it easier. If you put whatever, a genuine cliche, you pour it from your pot into your plate. So your plate is a cliche. That is a cliche. The holiday is. The ladle will make a cliche. That's to be discussed. Yes. Now that's one chumre. The machaber and the spoilers of chumre is that yesh bisholach afiye en atulo na klisheni. Now vohu adin de ledeyezu yesh wahach melami bishar dvorim shuaylitnam de klisheni. Now this is the Amogin Aglon and really it's a Yerayim. And this, here he just said, which Besim the Mishabura brought it down before, but here he brings it down, that there are macholin which get cooked from a klisheini. That means the array was chayish, maybe since this was baked, so a klisheini will be in the mashal. But there are other raw foods that could be they are mikale habishul and the cliche neil bimabashul. And we do not know which foods are mikale habishul, which foods are not mikale habishul. Therefore, we have to be, our ignorance brings us down, makes our logic that we have to be machman not to put anything in the cliche. There's certain things. Water is not nisbashul the cliche. Shemen is not nisbashul the cliche. But more than that, we have to be chash. Maybe this is a double, mikale abishul. So therefore, we don't know what is wrong with Kalman is Bashul. So maybe we have to machla and everything. I only come on the Sif Tes, Hoy Deis Tavla. God, the Mishu being found in this one, Karel, it says, so well, let's just talk for 1 minute, so to put a lemon or to put honey into a cliché, I suppose the banker speaks about honey, others speak about what? Because it could be it's not lach, but it could be if it wasn't cooked. So it could be a slogan of my car looking like special. I could say, clock, I don't know. I don't know. Matters the consistency. Emotion says there's the gender of a double action. It doesn't hold a form. That's why the mate shows ketchup is a double lock. Ketchup is a double lock. If it was cooked, that's it. But honey, if it wasn't cooked, Bianca was talking about honey that wasn't cooked. So it could be about three shiny. I'm having tea with honey. The coffee shop is crazy. This is not my music. It could be in Shrek also. It could be in Macau Shabbos. Because it could be the honey is from the door in Macau and the special. Sugar, it was cooked already, so sugar, it was cooked. So now, this sugar one can be next to one. Breakfast, yeah. One. Pasteurized. Now, pasteurization is there also a big shaila if that makes it, that called cooked. If the either pasteurization makes it cooked. So the male than that. Time. Now let's go further. So the Baal, the Mechaba, threw the books at us. He told us, Yesh Oimrim, that Yesh, Bishalach, Fijin. And then the also never taught Abun the cliche, but then he said, listen there, the Yesh, Matirin. So others may call the cliche. Others I may call this Chumre. What I said, that cliche is my marshal, something that would be. Yes, this chumr, yes, material, the cliche, number one. Yes, material, a Philippic cliche, and others are make a Philippic cliche. That means that the Gemara is coming to tell us that this chumr of the Shikus HaYenayim, that even though we have a twaling, Bishul Acha, Bishul Yes, Bishul Acha, Rafiyah, that's the Shikus HaYenayim, but there's other. They shine him, but they don't know. In Vishalach and Vishal, however it was processed, it became edible. Now, whatever you do with it, you roast it, you bake it, you cook it, it's irrelevant. The Yesh Mekilah Matilah Mekleish. So now we have in front of us all the Shikas. Now, Lamaisa, what do I do? The Nago, Dr. Lamar, the meaning is the Zoya Lachatrile Shwavite Path after Lubik Vishani calls man Shayatril at this point. That means the meaning is you don't put it into a Vishani if it's Yatril at this. That's the meaning. So now we know what to do Lamaisa. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Matiram Bikvishani, Vigaluru. The aim cliche in Mevashu, the Shubdava, a cliche is never Mevashu. And others are Mako, a Philo Beklirishin, Svirlo, then Shayef, Shain Bishum, Acher, Afiya, it's three, poor thing matter. Then Lago Lizoil, but the minig is Lizoil. Agavoche, before we, I saw something I saw from Elder Yashiv. The Dirshu brings down the latest on Nishma Shabbos. We had mentioned, and we'll mention it again, the difference between a Klirishin and a Klisheni is Klirishin is Mavashal, Klisheni is not Mavashal, except by the Drolin Akalin Mavashal, like this, a Klisheni is not Mavashal. The difference is because the Klirishin was Al Ha'ish, and you have the heat of the Doifne HaKeli, which were also heated up when they were Al Ha'ish. So when you take it off the Ha'ish, I have, let's say, a liquid that was Al Ha'ish, which was hot, and it is being, the heat is being secured by the Doifnei HaKeli is also hot. That's called a Klish. A Klisheni is something that the, even though the liquid is too hot, it came from a Klish. But the dice they are gaily are cold, and it's mechanical, and so this phenom that was its cooling it off, this makes that the mash dish is unable to cook because it has so many a snagness from the dice they are gaily. So now, I saw a very interesting shiver. What is with a hot cup? Or what is with a person when he didn't want to, he likes to have hot tea, whatever it is. He likes his hot tea. So, first he poured in hot water, the glass, to make sure that the glass is going to be hot. It's not going to cool off his tea. Then he poured out that water, and now he has his hot tea. So, the colors you don't have. It's hot. The faithfulness also has alkaponim. Rabbi Yashim says, since it wasn't alcohol age, is a another cliche. And the Mishnah Mishab says the same thing by a hot cup. So, well, when he comes, let's find some coolness also out the way. So, alkaponim, this is what they say. Okay.
Because it's poor, but the best so.
Well, what is the second process is that Theo is based already. This is Machmiran also, so I wouldn't advise it.
I'm not saying no, I just kind of thought of that. You just thought that it's not how about it.
Okay, this is a shy well, and thus you have to take care of the other problems with all Kaponim, the toasting problems.
Okay.
Yes. But yeah, okay, after we're between it, yeah, the Nogalis are Paynish. So now the minigis, let's see what the minigis. Shein Leisim Lechem, the Morik Shalat Shalom, you don't put the challah into the Shalom, the juice of the Mikvot Shalom, the Kodesh, you cliche. The Choskein, so that's because we have Yesh. Because we're high, so the Philip cliche is Mavasha. Because can she is also a lot of celebrity clear issue. I don't mind about the grisa, but we get my home that the others are machma because shiny, so don't pour from the children on the color from a clear issue. Now, boy, son, shahaik and absolin, other people used to cut up onion, the nice thing, the shaykha, a morok, back all it. They put it that they put onions into these liquidy cholin, if you want to put onions there, the chola covered, but take your choice, either hot cholin or onion in a cholin that's not yatsa lettuce, but they have both that you can have. The Melechim, now he says, listen, onions is much worse than challah. The Melechim, yesh kula machmash in nefer kvav. There's a kula, others say, angry shalacha up here. Rafael, he, the Zorim, the Zamar told us, listen, Rabbi, the Venogu, I'm telling you, Venogu, that the Machma, Koski, Solon, Shakar, Lizor, King on of the King, immediately the Mikri Rochet. Maybe this is a food that gets cooked at Hulu. The cliche. Yeah. Bechoshkin. That's that. Now, Bechoshkin with Fima Shenoya given. Litten Absolid with Sight Atapshu Shud Bakush. Now, there is a shita, and now we're going to get introduced to the shita. The whole concept of a cliche is not mevashel. We mentioned because the doichnei hakeli are mitanen the content of the kelim. Now, the Deutschneer clearly can only be McCannon decanted by a double lock, by a liquid. So a liquid somehow is affected by the Deutschneer clearly. If I have a chunk of hot kugel, I have a chunk of hot meat, it's in a plate. Big deal. So the chunk of meat, perhaps the surface that is touching the plate, maybe that's affected by the cold plate. But the middle, the top of this chunk of hot kugel or hot meat, so there are places in that hole that this is a cliché. This is a cliché. It's a plate. Good. It's an entity with Neatzwein. It's a cliché. So now you are going to put your onions on top of your meat. Shame is fine. So he says it's bad enough to put it in the liquidy children because it's only a real watery children. So we hear in the Gemara that we are machna. We is inclusive. The Nagul Achma. But our Kapoises, but if he have a chunk of hot meat or dust, and to the Magush, Achmada, the slope. This is a din of a creation, like this other Paiskin and the Mele in Sotika also. Agaburim, it's a whole tumble. I don't know what that it's Yisrael, the many Giz. My Giddish, I serve. Either Shalmi Kuku, not Rikku. Spinkle somehow comes together with the Shalmi Kuku. Fine. Lalochi, you make a blocha on the Kuku, you don't make a blocha on the Pinkles that come. But the Shaila is, speak about Hilchi Shabbat, but they put the pickle on top of the hot Kuku, the Chiluki Deis. Others hold that you're not allowed to. Because the pickle wasn't cooked, and the mele you put it on top. When you have yeah. So my mail is
he puts
the kugel on the plate, and then he takes a pickle and puts it and he serves it to you.
Even though the
plate is cold. But the heat of the kugel is contained in the kugel. It didn't get cooled off from the plate. So putting your pickle on top of this, the whole skill of Ima Shalagim Litin Absalom Lusaycha Tavshul Shugabla Gush, but I think it's so as I said. The Kim Shasan the 12 Gush and Munach the cliche, they didn't click cliche. Vapilu. Fine. Vapilu in Yam Timachia, Molech Shebekore, Eina Yatzil at this point. Oh, he's going to be plumb. As the onion means more than the heat of the cholent, he's going to wait till the liquidy cholent is not yet to leather. Then you'd like to put the cut up his onion, put it there. The Elohim Mebashel Kedei Klipik Zekarno Mesifius. The Yeish Bazer Shash De Reis. One. Begin Masha Neugi Meza Noshim Pshoizen Chamin Miragli Behema. They make a type of a cholent or a child of Miragli. Miragli Behema. Lachta is Katifis as the Kli, Velari Tale Amor Shola Glein Miklidishin, La Yochain Baisin. The people in La Yita, I mean, they pour, from the Hamen, which is like the Lishin, they got up there in the Hamen, and then they pour the hats thing on the pass. Well, and she had a betrilla, A filly won't put the pass. And she had a marrying hill up a click, and she had a cliche knee, like us of the Marty, actually. So I understand. Ella, in right, a little in pass, wants to put bread, this is to yam, tim, actually, yeah, yes, so that is the Marty, the white. Oisha, la chola, pochis, now we talk Swiss. You don't want to wake, and it's cover Shabbat. Mommy, she's going out of the Kalem. Is Yishav the half mean like Taylor? She used a ladle. Kadesha Tia Koro Klishlishi. So now he says, which is also not Poshit, but Mishabu is bending backwards for the Eden, the one here by Nick Shabbat, and there is Akavahoshkin. In right to lead them, the solen, the shuman, the one to the say, Chacham Eilul. So this is worse than past. Past is the Machlegis. The Bavadi is only a glass is cake. In Yahara, Allah, in the Klerikin, Shayat, the Leather Spen, yes, because the Shash, Av Melochel, Hanaus, that Yezichel, So now, what did it say? So the Kuma says, creation of the Rabbi is a Lechatrila, Shlelita in Pass, a Kumuka cliche. A Kuma one should not put parts, a Kumuka cliche. A Lechlishi, Lechatrila, the Evid, a Kumuka cliche, and let's be a Shlish, my Hayesh Pakil. Now, here we have this case. And a person put path into a kli nishin. So there's also the Zayesh Makilim that ain't Bishalachaki. I wouldn't advise to do it, but a component to concept. But the evidence, if he did it, is there are Makilim that just was saying Bishalachaki. A kli nishini, or the kli shlishi, metadid. A prima goddess, Mr. Cotton Lambertary, the hotel, Ain't Shop. Which we see that this prima goddess, Miss Michael, seems a component that is a story to be Michael. Like, the Army Kilim. Kozman, Shayad, Taylor, this boy, Ain, Bahayoda, Shakosav, this is a murder, the Kalochis. Hefesh ha-yag nichves boi l'kula alme mevashu apetulu b'kli sheni. If this yad teledes in yad nichves mean that it gets burnt, it gets scalded. God, I had an article that said hot water and burnt. So it put out. The subject water is 159 degrees, and you hold your finger 1 second in the water, can get burned. It can be scalded. Yes. Well, 159, 1 second. 145, 3 seconds. 140, 5 seconds. 135, 15 seconds. And 130, 30 seconds. It seems the scalding, that's the smallest shear of scalding and burning, that is Yad Nichvis. Less than that, the sum is Yad Nichvis. Talchagon said, maybe then we have Yad Teles, because there's a chumra of the Chayodom. The Chayodom said the whole cooler of a Klisheni, that a Klisheni is not Mevashu, that is Tavke, if the that it's only Yad Teledes. So, connected Yad Teledes, we have counteracting the efforts, we have the Deifnia Kaili, which are Mitzahas. But if it's Yad Nishmi, so the stomach, Less than 130, one can be Mako, but from 130 and up, there's something you want to get Sprint. That's accurate. So, that is, then one cannot be Mako in the cliche. You can figure out how the shop is, No. The DNA is the power is the power is the material of this whole